You can enjoy this Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up in any location you like. Mantello Motor Group's 72-hour sale is available at three great locations. Roxburgh Park, Fawkner and Sunbury. Over 500 new, demo and used cars must go.
Okay, let's talk about the presidency. Donald Trump, his advisor Kellyanne Conway, we all have a lot of fun at her expense. She was interviewed on the weekend. Now, we know that Trump is making these claims that former President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower in the run-up to the election. Well, we've all wondered, well, how would he have done that? Kellyanne has her very own conspiracy theory.
You can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern
sure.
life.
Fact.
Sorry, what? Through your TV?
Yeah.
I love
it.
What?
I love it. No, guys, this is more than a conspiracy theory. I believe that. People are tapping everything. You've got to watch where you go.
You're paranoid.
Yeah, I am. And I have very good reason to be paranoid.
Yeah, it's not the FBI, it's PAPS, mate. You're going to have
to. But see.
Microwave camera.
Who knows? You know.
Well, they work until you flick the microwave on, then they melt.
Yeah.
Sure.
Look, there are.
She's not well, surely.
No, Fev, honestly, there are. You know, you can put like cameras in teddy bears, in kids' rooms.
Yeah, but that's a TV show. That's what they do.
No. Spyware is so sophisticated, it could be anywhere. We could be being spied on right now. This isn't even a conspiracy theory. That is fact.
We're on radio. People can see where we hear us and see where we are.
You know I have issues with those cameras in this studio.
This break should just be called Fifi's Paranoia.
Well, the thing is that even though this is a conspiracy theory, I love a good conspiracy theory.
Oh, we're not doing this again.
Yeah, we are, and you're going to start getting behind it because that's what this show's about. If you three don't get on board,
I'm on board.
You're a good boy.
Totally on board.
Here we go.
You didn't even need to finish. I got scared.
Yeah, I think my house is tapped, so yeah, I'm with this.
No, one of my favourite things, I'll never forget it. I remember I was in Sydney at the time and I was at some Russian Orthodox church for some reason and I bumped into this guy.
Okay, you can't just yada yada over that.
Remember when I hosted that show for Channel 7, Four Weddings?
And a funeral.
No, everyone's forgotten
that. That's why you would have been
anyway,
there.
Anyway, I had to go to all these weddings and all these churches. I met this guy and he was telling me about that conspiracy theory about the royal family being lizards. Have you heard that one? It's my all-time favourite that they're a lizard alien race. And Fev, there are people who believe this. And I had a guy and I'm looking at him. I went, you're one of these, the lizard people. And he said, it's true. The Queen is a lizard.
These are good. No, these are great.
Really think Neil and Buzz went to the moon?
Oh, this is good.
That's a good
one. I do think they did.
I don't think they did.
You don't? You think that's a conspiracy?
Yep.
Why?
Because why hasn't it really happened again?
Because there's nothing there, mate.
There's no real point.
Good point. No, but come on.
No, because they didn't get there. It was like 60s. It was in the 60s.
So we should just go there just to prove a point, to say, yes, we were definitely there, and we'll just go again for fun?
I'm not saying
this is the problem with our radio station. You don't jump on board our...
I'm jumping on board with Fev. Why aren't we on the moon right now?
All right, let's open the lines for conspiracy theories. There was that one that Jay-Z and Beyonce are some sort of Illuminati and run the whole planet. I thought that one was quite interesting. And Kanye's somehow involved as well.
Yeah, no, I never heard that one.
Well, that's a good one. That's a stupid one.
Yeah. It's true, mate. Those two aren't married.
Thanks for your support. Dave's been really helpful.
131060, your favourite conspiracy theories. Or if you genuinely have one.
What about those
maybe
ghosts
it's one
in Toowoomba?
Heard of.
Yeah. We'll come back to your calls after this.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Kellyanne Conway would be Trump's media advisor or what's her senior role?
She's a senior White House advisor to the president. And she has come out and she said that she believes that Trump was being surveilled pre-election.
You can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern life.
So people are saying that's a conspiracy theory. I don't know. That's just so... That could easily happen. I don't even think that's a good conspiracy theory. I believe her. Of course people... Of course they're going to surveil somebody who's about to be the president of the United States. That's what the CIA and the FBI are for.
What do you get up to on the weekend?
But that just makes sense. I would want to be surveilled if I wanted to be the president of the United States.
With a microwave oven that's a camera?
You don't know what the hell. Seriously, do you watch Mission Impossible or Batman? They have this stuff.
Kellyanne Conway was the one who invented the phrase alternative facts. That's the woman who believes that there's a reality, but then there's an alternative reality. And I think she lives in a very alternative reality.
Anyway, we're talking conspiracy theories because there's always good ones. So I did mention the good royal family being lizards, alien lizards. That gets around. People love it. We've had a couple in the commercial during that song in the studio.
Do they turn to the lizards when they're behind closed doors?
Yeah, bingo.
Is that what happened?
No, they're lizard people. They've got lizard blood and stuff. Right. It's great. If we get someone calling in about it,
Does the queen have a tail?
Yeah. Fev, you are serious. Yep. Let's talk about the one about the moon.
That never happened.
You fully believe that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin never went to the moon?
Yeah, they didn't go to the moon. Didn't happen.
How do you know they didn't?
Because I know.
No, it's good theory. Kira from Berry.
That's watertight, isn't it?
As we were talking off air, the flag was blowing the wrong way. It was all it just didn't happen. They put a big green screen up and then they went into some little outback desert somewhere in Texas.
Grand Canyon.
Then they just shot the thingo, got out, had a bud, sat back and went, hey, I wonder if that'll sell to the world.
It was
Boom.
The great space race and it was the 60s. I mean, like, we believed everything we saw. I mean, who knows? Now you've got me thinking about it, Fev. Kira Solid. From Berwick. Hi, Kira.
Hello.
Kira, what's your conspiracy theory?
So I believe in that Paul McCartney died ages ago and that he was replaced by a clone.
Really? So when do you reckon he died? When he went solo? Like, was he still in the Beatles?
So he was still a part of the Beatles when he died. Right. And there's like evidence to even support that he may have died and that it's a clone that's replaced him.
Really?
And that they were trying to leave hints that he had died.
Kira, when you say replaced him, so do you think his children, because that's the, look, if he didn't have kids or people who knew him before he'd been replaced, I'd argue maybe, but don't you think his kids would know that's not him because he didn't have the memories from their childhood?
No, so like it's like a full-on clone.
It's a clone.
An actual clone.
Clones don't have memories, guys.
Yes, no, read into it, mate.
Read into it.
You know who killed him? Jude. That whole song was a cry for help. Hey, Jude!
So that was a Paul McCartney clone that did the song with Rihanna and Kanye.
Bingo. Ebony and Ivory wasn't
here. I'm so interested, Kira. Because you are really convinced of this, and we're not meaning to laugh, but what really got you across the line with this?
So there's just like little subtle hints that are left like on album covers and songs and stuff like that.
Look, Kira, you know, you'll meet a lot of defiance out there, mainly from Paul himself probably, but mate, I mean, to each their own.
He made a band called Wings. Humans don't have wings. That's weird.
Marcel in Carrum Downs. Hi, Marcel.
How are we all? Love the show, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Marcel. Now, we are very excited to hear your conspiracy theory.
Okay, so I believe, and I've seen a video on YouTube of you, that the world leaders, past and present, meet up at a certain area. It's called the Behemoth Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And they all worship a giant wooden owl, and they all do satanical rituals. I can't say the word, sorry.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's very interesting, and there are videos of a guy trying to actually sneak in, and he actually sneaks in and gets past Secret Service and actually records it all.
I'm sure he did, Marcel. Yep. I'll stop you
Watertight.
Hey, so the past presidents, as in presidents that have died, or they just come back to life, do they?
No, as in like that.
George Bush would be there.
That aren't actually there. So whether it's like the big oil tycoon guys, you know, every one that's pretty much a big tycoon.
Marcel, what's with the wooden owl?
To be honest, I have no idea.
That's the crazy part of it, Fee. We don't know how it all adds up.
And you know what? Who's to say Marcel doesn't know, guys?
Marcel.
Are you behind us?
You sound a bit like Jimmy Carter. Hang on a second.
It sounds like that Indiana Jones. Remember when there was it Temple of Doom? Where all the people were gathered.
Very similar.
That was so far-fetched, I nearly believe you're lizard more than that.
Pedro from Sunshine.
Hi, Pedro. How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're great, Pedro. We're loving conspiracy theories this morning. What's yours?
That's the way. Well, first off, Fev, I believe you, mate, that they haven't gone to the moon. No one's been to the moon.
Yes, that's right, Pedro.
And Fifi, you're onto something about the spyware stuff. I don't know about the microwave camera, but I'm sure they can spy on us with televisions and our phones and stuff like
that. Our computers, they're going in. You know, always cover that little dot on your computer. They're watching you through there.
Absolutely. I believe that stuff. But I don't think they'll spy on everyone. They're only certain people, you know, like if there's shifty business going on and stuff like that, you know.
Great, yeah. Did you have a specific theory, Pedro, you wanted to share with us, or more just a general?
My conspiracy theory is the Earth is flat.
Oh, you got that one. The old Earth is flat theory.
Yeah, man. I can't make his believe it, but the first thing that got my attention was there's no real photos of Earth. If you look up on the internet anywhere, Google, any sort of search engine, they're all CGI, right?
It's true. On Google Maps, it never looks real. It just looks like a map.
It's all CGI, right?
Pedro, I'll just be careful. I reckon someone might be tracing you at the moment.
They could be.
Information. Yeah, get out. Get off.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
One of the great treats on the weekend was the video that went viral of the BBC, the professor who's been interviewed on the BBC. Did you see this, Fev? He was in his room in his study at home.
Oh, with his
Skyping.
Kids. I did see that.
And his two kids.
She dragged the nanny dragged the kid out. That's not normal.
No, it was actually the mum.
Was it the mum?
Yeah, it was the mum.
Either way, it was a ridiculous video. It's on our Instagram if you want to see it.
It's one of the best. So we'll play a bit of it. He's sitting there and he's on Skype, live on television. The three-year-old runs in and then the nine-month-old comes in on one of those little walkers. It's the best.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond to those scandals?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me.
That's quite pardon me.
My apologies.
What's this going to be for the region?
There we go.
He was so flat.
It was. He even like pushed the child away. Like, you can't push your kids.
She should have owned it, shouldn't he? It was really awkward.
Come here and sit on my lap.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, no. Hang on a second. That's not fair. I am broadcasting live. I am not at home. This shouldn't be happening.
Are always open on 131060. Trixie Box, Fifi's daughter, has called us again.
Oh, it's always really positive reinforcement when you're 3.5 years old and your mother's reaction to hearing that you're calling in is, oh, no.
No, darling, you know I love you, but mummy's at work.
Yeah, well, I guess what? This is going to cost you a lot of money weighted down the track for my schwink bills. Anyway. So you were talking about a little video that went viral. I saw everyone was watching it. Oh, everyone loved it. Oh, that kid is so cute. Oh, that kid was so funny. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm funny and I'm cute, all right?
Oh, sure. Darling.
I realise something, Fiona.
What?
I need to go viral, okay? So, what we need to do is that seems to be a process that works for the punters out there. What you need to have is some kind of video with a kid in the background, all right? Now, we haven't shot any of that kind of garbage. So what I did instead was I got one of your pre-existing Sunrise crosses, and I got some computer boffin to superimpose me into one of those crosses. Now, admittedly, I paid with your Platinum Amex, and boy, did it cost what. But I think you were here because, Button Monkey, I've given you the little video.
It's Byron. It's your Uncle Byron. But okay, I'll play it.
Oh, quick. Sorry, didn't realize you were here.
Byron, I'll play it. Did you try to play it now?
Guys, if you just listen to this, this is when you did one of your crosses as some kind of crusty demons for dirt thing for Sunrise. But with me in it, oh, it is a cherry on a Sunday.
Good morning, Sunrise team. Chris Bell here.
And here at the Royal Melbourne Showground, it is about to, things are definitely heading up. I'm genuinely very, very nervous.
Oh, nervous? Tell me about it. Looks like I'm going to have to change her nappies after this.
That's Brad Birch there. Steve Mini about to come at me. Okay, here comes Steve. Oh, my goodness. Don't jump. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, nice nervous chuckle, Fiona. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, one more to go.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. I can do this. I can do this.
Oh, a little close. might jump a little higher next time. Have a look at her. She's only 3 foot high. She's a pygmy human. How can you not jump over her?
Get down now, please.
It's okay. I'm okay, everyone.
Oh, sorry. The phone's up now. Now go for it.
Whoa.
Go. Now you're on.
Oh, I'm back on now. So I was on before. So you just missed my zinger.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We all know breakups are never fun, particularly when they play out publicly with high-profile people like, oh, I don't know, remember when Johnny Depp and Amber Heard broke up after their whole dog gate thing on the Gold Coast? And that was a nasty breakup.
It's gone pear-shaped.
They were in court. It went pear-shaped. Okay, so that's bad enough. What makes it worse is when your ex that you never want to see, you never want to hear from again, you hope only bad things for, when they go and hook up with a...
Wow.
When they go
and, that's brutal.
No, but when they go and hook up...
Have fun finding a relationship with your broken ankles, champ.
Inside the mind of Fifi Boss.
I haven't even finished the sentence. When they go and hook up with a billionaire... Because Amber Heard is, and there's been speculation for a few months, I had noticed this, because I'd never heard of this guy, Elon Musk. And now I start reading about it. He's the guy that's sending everyone up to the moon.
Well, he also invented the Tesla cars.
Yes, he did. He's the Tesla guy.
Man, he's great.
Maybe you should have said Buzz and Neil up.
Maybe. You're right, because according to Fev, it'll be the first time anyone's ever been to the moon.
We just turn up and it's a beautiful landscape, rolling hills. Oh, this is completely different.
Anyway, Amber is, and it's not been confirmed and neither of them have come out, but there's been lots of speculation that she's dating this guy. And it's in those moments that I just, again, back to Johnny, that was such an awful, excruciating breakup. He'd lived for 25 years with Vanessa Paradis, his French wife, ex, with his two kids. And no blip on the radar. And then he had this 18-month whirlwind with Amber where his whole name's been besmirched. He got dragged through all that stuff. He may have been wrong. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then, oh, thank gosh, she's gone. Oh, she hooked up with a billionaire. Yeah. Where's karma?
Yeah, I know. It changes, though, my view of her, because I know in the settlement she said, I'm giving all this money away. Yeah. I don't need money because I've hooked up with Jam.
And Johnny's got no money.
Well, I know poor Johnny's on the, it's not been going great for Johnny. And there's an argument to say she's upgraded. She's done the old upgrade. Ooh. Now, it's brutal when it happens. It's trading up. 131060, are you prepared to say you've upgraded or you've traded up and you'd like to rub it in your ex's face? Or maybe, conversely, the upgrades happened to you. I've had that happen. It's an awful feeling.
Well, the guys ended up with someone.
Yeah, remember I told it's a
story. Better? This is not possible. Excuse me.
No, I've told that story many times.
This bloke's
never
used his points. He's just gone straight up the business, has he?
Yeah, remember when I was a want-to-be actor and then my ex broke up, dumped me, went out with an actual actress
who was
in a movie with Guy Pearce.
And now you're in Neighbours.
This is annoying.
Well, it's worked out in the end, but yeah, at the time.
Yeah, it took me 18 years, but I've finally resurrected it somehow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it did take a while.
But. Anyway, we'll come back to your calls. 131060, if you've traded up, I mean, from either perspective.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The rumour is getting stronger and stronger that Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex, is in a relationship with Elon Musk. He's the billionaire who founded Tesla. He's the guy everyone's talking about over the last few weeks who's going to start sending people to the moon. She's landed on her feet, and there's an argument to say she's traded up. Johnny doesn't look like he's in the best place in his life.
It was it's like every day is fear and loathing in Las Vegas for Johnny D.
I reckon he'll be on the he'll be on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here next year.
He'll
be the
Johnny.
Guy that goes in.
The Tom Arnold one.
The Tom Arnold.
What am I doing here? When's my paycheck coming through? When's that clearing?
But look, this happens in everyday life. You either get traded up on or you get to trade up yourself. Sherry from Melton. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Sherry, were you on the positive side of a trade-up or the downside?
Most positive.
Oh, great. Who have you traded up to?
I've traded up to a builder who's got a job, a lovely family, friends, a house, and I traded up from a guy that had no friends, no house, no car, had to live with me and was just a really horrible person.
Sherry, well done. I mean, that's great.
Hopefully you treated him well, though. He didn't seem like he had a lot on his plate.
No, he treats me very well. And he's listening right now because I made him listen. So I love you, Mason.
That's great. And does your ex-boyfriend, or do you think he regrets letting you go?
Definitely. I let him go, so. Oh,
there we go, wow.
But it's fair really to say on Sherry's case that, you know, when you leave your partner, you're always going to say you upgraded, don't you? You're going to say, oh, the new one's he's no good, the other one was better.
I know, that's Let's be honest. True.
That's so true.
There's always...
Nixie, I always upgraded everyone. Yeah. I hated all the rest of them.
John from Warrandyte. Hi, John.
How are you guys?
Yeah, great, John. Have you done an upgrade or has somebody upgraded from you?
Actually, somebody's upgraded from me.
John.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend, we were together for about a year and a half, and she ended up leaving me for an underwear model.
Oh, John. No, John.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't compete with that. Like, his chiseled jaw and, you know.
And the rest.
Oh, what do you do? Anyway, I've moved on.
Oh, that's good, John. I'm nervous to ask this question on behalf of your new girlfriend. Have you traded up?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, good
absolutely.
Answer.
That was a noob.
Good answer.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Long weekends are great. You look forward to them, particularly when you've been working hard and it's still sort of the tail end of summer, so it's great to have had a long weekend. Unless... you're sick in bed. Guys, why does that keep happening to me? I've just spent 3 days in bed.
Well, in fairness, it is bad that you were sick.
Yeah.
But you probably would have spent your weekend in bed anyway, because I know that's what you enjoy to do.
No, it's about to stop, though, because... so I got sick. So, you know, on Friday, I was really, the wheels were falling off.
Yeah, you look terrible.
And anyway, poor Trix and I...
didn't mean that as a dig. She did. Was. She pushed through the show.
I can tell when he's been sincere, and he was, and I appreciate that, Dave. Anyway, so Friday, Saturday, and then poor Trix... Trix was coming down with it too, and the two of us were sick. And then I had sciatica kick in, you know, when you don't move for a while and your sciatic nerve gets pinched in your lower back.
Yeah, your back's out because you've been laying down too much.
So excruciating.
Did you get bed sores?
No, I haven't got bed sores or scurvy for that matter. I missed a few of those over the weekend.
None of those ye olde diseases?
No, not many ye olde diseases. Right.
So worry what?
She's got consumption.
Anyway, I 3 days of doing very little and not even enjoying that glorious weather. But then something did happen on Sunday, and for me it was the benchmark of motherhood. Like, I realised, I knew how much I loved my daughter. And
Trixie made
your
lunch.
No, she's not there yet, but when that happens.
Oh, that's the best.
I'm not built for this. I'm not doing that.
No, we did, because my love for her is all-consuming and always has been, but I have a phobia. And I've always had this phobia, and it always was the one thing. I remember when I was even pregnant thinking, oh gosh, that's something I'm going to get confronted with at some stage.
So she shushed away an ex-boyfriend.
She's got a boyfriend.
No. So I decided on Sunday it was time to, the poor little thing had such a temperature and she'd had an afternoon
sleep. To make her pay rent.
No.
We'll get their fee, I promise.
I wanted her to have her strawberry medicine. And I said she had to have it. I was worried she had a fever and I just wanted the paracetamol to pull down her temperature. Anyway, I was like, darling, you've got to have this. And she was screaming. She didn't want it. And I said, no, I must make you have this. So I lay her down. She was fighting. Anyway, I made her have her strawberry medicine. And then I felt so bad about that, but I knew I had to do it. So I hugged her close and I squeezed her. I'm like, darling, it's okay. Mummy loves you. Mummy loves you. And then she vomited all over me. Like all over me. I was dripping in it, saturated in it, and I have a genuine phobia of vomit. I can't.
You didn't.
No, I, what do you, what?
You spewed on her.
No, I didn't. Oh. No, I didn't. I wasn't able to do that. No, I dealt with it like an adult, like an actual adult.
Okay, well, how do you think an adult deals with it?
Well, so I said, quick, pop up, honey. I had to get her off me because she was lying on me. And then she was standing there on the bed and the poor little thing kept going and it kept coming out of her. Oh, it was traumatic. And then I just started stripping my clothes off.
Stripped?
Yes, because I had her vomit all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, we've got to quickly jump in the shower. And I just took her into the shower. But it was an amazing thing that I didn't run away. Guys, I didn't run away.
After all that.
You're a hero.
But I always run away from... vomit.
But it's like your daughter's. It doesn't matter.
I know, but Fev, that's what I mean. It was the test. Like, I've had baby spew, and that's just the white little spew that I never mind. Then when we all got gastro over Christmas, Mum was there, thank goodness, so she was able to deal with it. dealt with spew. I'm so proud of myself.
Be proud.
When you were pregnant with Trixie, this is what you were thinking about.
Genuinely.
The day when she was going to spew.
Yep. How do I deal with spew?
I'm so glad Child Protection Services didn't come around at that point in time because you've got a girl in the corner vomiting and her naked mum going, someone do something.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Touched on this earlier today, guys. Let's touch it again because, come on, it was fun.
Okay, you now need to explain yourself.
The BBC fail on the weekend, the viral video, and well, let's be honest, it wasn't a fail. It was adorable. Professor Robert Kelly, he's a political scientist. He's at his home office Skyping BBC TV in the UK live when his two children, toddlers, toddle into the scene behind him.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond to those scandals?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me.
That's quite pardon me.
My apologies.
What is this going to be for the region?
It's such a great video, and his poor wife was so stressed and desperately grabbing the children behind him.
Well, you know, they would have had that conversation. I've just got this interview. It's with the BBC, so it's very important. I just need the kids to be out for 5 minutes. And she thought, I'll go to the bathroom. It'll be quick. How far can the kids go at that time?
Well, do you know what? This is not the first time the BBC have had a gaffe. In fact, I thought sometimes we're broad with these lists.
Yeah.
But why don't we do an actual list of BBC stuff-ups?
Wait, it's about to kick in.
This list is from Awesome Town.
There we go.
I'm so glad we found those again because they were topical 2 years ago when I made them.
What was that, man?
It was a list intro. Let's go. Let's
we used
get
to do
list
intros every okay. time yeah. to music that was topical and now yeah. it's not the same.
What was that wow. music? Do we even remember it? Okay, let's keep moving. Here we go. In at number three, 2014, just a couple of years ago, Boris Johnson, the mayor of London. Is he still the mayor? I don't even know what he is anymore.
No.
He was for a minute. Anyway, he was in an interview. Now, this is this poor journo or BBC presenter. How do you handle a guest that just walks off on you?
Smoking is a scourge and people should be discouraged from smoking. But I think actively to ban people from doing something that is illegal in a big open space is taking bossiness too far. There all you right. go. That's my view.
Okay, good. So we put thank that you. One to one side. Just one other thing, if I may. Mayor Johnson. Thank Mayor Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think he knew what the next question I wanted to ask him, which is why he's left. Right. Now, as... let's move on.
That's awesome.
You know, I would like to point out, I believe he's foreign minister now in the actual, like, parliament. He's so he's all of our problem now, Boris Johnson.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Now, in at number two, this only happened a few months ago, and unfortunately we were on holiday at the time, so we couldn't relive this great moment of television history. When the two hosts of the BBC presenters at the time, they were introducing a guest. And unfortunately, the guy sitting on the couch with them was not the guest they were referring to. So you'll hear the moment when they realise, oh, wrong guy.
He's now attempting to scale the world's highest mountain again. He's going back and joins us now in the studio ahead of his next mission. Good morning.
I think you have the wrong guest, sir.
Ah, you are Todd Landman, aren't
indeed.
You? You know, it's ever so
you
funny.
You look so heroic.
I looked at this much. Man, I thought, he doesn't necessarily look like a mountaineer.
Oh, wow.
And then, it gets better. This is the all-time great back in 2006. Now, this is coming in at number one. It's one of my favourite viral clips of all time. BBC presenter is about to interview a guy about Apple computers and technology moving forward, a big topic at the time in 2006. And what's happened is someone has brought in a taxi driver who was just waiting in reception. So this guy Gomer, he's a think about it. This is live television. A taxi driver has been asked these questions.
The growth of music online. Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
A big surprise.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
How did that happen?
A big surprise.
The BBC, who funds that place?
I know, it's amazing.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Who is the biggest favola?
Beef, we are celebrating the return of the Biggest Loser transformed on Channel 10. It is Brendan versus Jason Favola in our version, the Biggest Favola.
That's right. They have 2 weeks to transform their lives. We'll kickstart the transformation. We hit the halfway mark on Friday, and Jace was a little bit in front of Fev. We've got our music on, which is often quite distracting in this. But no, here is the deal. We only have a few more days. The boys have taken on some really great, healthy life changes. They are sitting at the moment on rowing machines because we're about to do a rowing test. Now, Jace, I believe you hold a record at your gym for the...
I do. For an F45, I hold the record.
And what's the exact record, Jace?
It's like 114. Distance, I think it is.
Does that mean the fastest ever rower at the gym?
That's a good story.
Good mic technique as well. Couldn't hear a word he said.
Fev, do you hold any records in rowing? Anything we should know about you? Any expertise in this field?
King of the jungle.
Yeah, there we go.
That's it. Did you do any of this kind of training, like with Carlton and Brizzy?
Yes, we did. We did this when you're injured. You had to get on the rower, and it's probably the worst sport possible you could ever do. It hurts.
Okay, well, this is going to hurt.
It hurts so much.
Because here is the challenge.
Oh, it's over
the
so hard.
We're going to go ready, set, go. And on go, you've got 60 seconds to see who the faster, better rower is.
I used to always say I had a sore shoulder.
Did you?
So I didn't have to do it.
Well, you don't have a sore shoulder.
I do,
right,
actually.
Now.
Okay. I've got a bicep tendon.
Okay, apparently, Fief, the Biggest Loser does challenges exactly like this on their show. So this is almost like the real thing.
Yeah, it is. Pretty much. That'll be kicking off tonight at 7:30 on Channel 10. Or you can actually watch this being live streamed on our Facebook page right now. Wow. So, okay.
Guys, I know we have like Head of the River down here in Melbourne where all the colleges get together and row, row, row your boat. Look at these two, though. This will blast that out of the water.
Yeah, I'll be gently going down the stream, too.
Okay, so here we go. The elder, Brendan Favola, takes on his younger brother, Jason Favola, in the rowing challenge. Guys, are you ready? 60 seconds starts now.
It's already started. They all started rowing. They're not even listening to you, coach.
Okay, so look at this. 60 seconds, Boxy.
Yeah, if you're watching this on Facebook Live, you don't need the commentary. But look at this. Brendan, he's actually trying. Brendan's taking this seriously. Look at Jason pumping.
Jason's smashing him. Fev, Jason is smashing you. Look how fast he's going.
Trying to have a look at the distances.
Jason,
I can't see the readout.
Jason is doing about, I'd say, 2 strokes for every stroke that Brendan has.
It's one of those things, Fee, where, like, though, if you pull it harder, you'll go further because it pulls how much strength
is
you've got.
Right, because Jace is furiously pulling there.
Hey, if Jez, our audio guy, could isolate that sentence, that would be fantastic.
That'd be great. We've got 20 seconds left. This is the home stretch, guys.
Oh, no.
Jason's starting to hyperventilate.
He's going to stumble. His foot's come out.
Well,
what's
he didn't
happened?
Have certified footwear. He's wearing thongs on a rowing machine.
What was he thinking?
This has cost him the challenge. What a stupid decision.
Byron, I think he wore thongs because he thought he was in actual water. He thought if they fall out, they'll float.
Time's up. Time's up.
What's happening?
Let's get the verdict, please. Let's have a look at the distances. Give Fev a microphone, Fev. Look at the distances, please.
328.
To Brendan?
290. Thank you very much.
To how many, Jace? You beat him.
What did Jace? Oh, my God. There's a lot of panting. We couldn't quite hear the numbers.
That's how it works.
Go back at it. Over
smashed him.
Well, unfortunately, though, Fev, come on. Let's give your younger brother some slack. His thong came off.
I was already in front, though.
Were you? You both look very pale.
We'll get all the readouts, all the scientific data. We'll get that after the break, just for all those fans that are gripped to this.
Hey, great.
I want you both to lie down.
Have you got that paramedic on speed dial?
It's 8:52.
You need to lie down.
Be the best you with the Biggest Loser transformed. It starts 7:30 tonight on 10. And if you want to win $5,000, you vote for Brendan or Jason in this battle of the century. Who will win? Based on that rowing challenge, Fev, he showed his strength there. You can register your details right now, fox.com.au, to win the $5,000.
Byron, I think we need to open the door of the studio because those two are taking all of the oxygen. There's none left for the rest of us.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yeah, now, Biebs, Justin Bieber concert on Friday night. No, Saturday night. When was it?
Friday night.
Great big event. And look, there's been lots of speculation and controversy over whether or not he was a great performer that night. Byron's backed him in and said, nah, he did a solid effort. Fev, you were less impressed. He's had a bit of bad press, poor Biebs. He did apparently snub a fan. one of his diehard fans. But look, you know, you've got to defend this guy, and I will, because he is all of 20 years old. He's lived an extraordinary life where he's lived in a, you know, microcosm. He's constantly harassed and chased and no privacy. And, you know, he could handle situations better, but I don't know, until we've stood in his shoes, don't know if we know what that feels like to be constantly, to have people throw themselves at you. One thing he did, though, over the weekend that I do have an issue with.
Here we go.
What, Bev?
Is it the boat?
No, it's not the boat.
I was going to say, what, are you serious?
You love the boat. Well, he did have his boat cruise with just models only, so exclusively.
Hand-picked 12 Insta models.
Hand-picked models, wow. No.
Jeez, when people complain about boat people, if they saw that one, they'd be like, nah, come in.
My issue is that he requested the Melbourne Ice hockey team. I believe they're Melbourne Ice.
They're called the Melbourne Ice.
They're
guns.
He put out a request to them for them to play a game with him. So they cancelled their plans. What did they have, Byron? They actually had a game.
Yeah, well, they did have the long weekend off. They're preparing for a tournament in about a week's time. Yeah. But yeah, they especially came to Docklands there.
So they all got their gear on. They've gone to Docklands on their long weekend. They've probably cancelled things. They've got their own training. They were like, okay, Justin Bieber wants to play with us. We will be there. They rocked up. Biebs, no show.
He was too busy picked with the netball team on the boat.
I mean, that's just, but such bad form. I mean, one thing if the Melbourne Ice had requested, if they had said, Biebs, we're going to be here. Would you please come and join us?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, sorry, I didn't make it. But when you ask a group of people to meet you at Docklands and you stand them up, no, I'm saying that's not on.
Not cool. Would you say those team are now believers or not? Where would you say they sit in the scheme of things?
It was supposed to be yesterday, the game, and he flew out 15 hours early. So I wonder what he got up to, Beavs, just to go, I'm out of Melbourne.
What happened on smoke that bomb. Boat?
Mm. He then arrived in Brisbane complaining of jet lag. It's about a 1.5 hour flight.
In his own jet. Mate,
no, that's daylight savings, Beav.
Good on you.
All right. That catch up was put together by Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Four of the biggest names in radio. Four of the biggest brands are on offer at Mantello Motor Group's 72-hour sale. Holden, Nissan, Hyundai and Suzuki. Come trade in your current car with a $2,000 minimum trade-in.